56 kilometers on your feet. Mm. Imagine doing 56 kilometers in a wheelchair. That's what Jeremy Hazel is going to do on Saturday. He is going to be joining the starting lineup for the Old Mutual Two Oceans Ultra Marathon in the wheelchair to which he has been confined for quite a few years now. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, John.
It sounds incredibly tough. Is it going to be?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be. I'm going further than I've ever been before in my chair out on the road.
How far have you gone before?
I've done that bit of Peninsula Marathon earlier this year, which is 42, but then that's a flat course. In training, I've been up to 40 plus with hills in, but, you know, somehow, if you haven't done it before, it just makes it that much more challenging, really.
Thinking about it, going to go, well, you know, if you're fit and you're doing it along a flat course, well, that's amazing. But then thinking of particularly up and down Chapman's Peak.
Yeah, Chapman's Peak up is not as bad as it might appear. It's quite long, but the roads are very cambered, so that makes it easier for me to push uphill. And then down is... it's just holding on because I can't go too fast because there'll be too many other runners on the road. So I'll be going down reasonably conservatively, actually, because going downhill, I can go extremely fast, but I have to be cautious of other runners. So that's what I'll be doing on Saturday. The tricky one is going to be Constantia Neck. There's a kilometer section at the top where the road is particularly cambered, and that's difficult. It's going uphill with one hand, basically, for me. So
there's a serious risk of tipping over because of the camber.
It's not that. It's just that it's so hard to keep going forward by using just one hand. So that's what it boils down to. There's a left turn, S bend there, which I'll be using my left hand to manage that. And it's just so slow going because it's just one hand and it's uphill. So that's the hard part. But, you know, I'll be motivated along the way by the amazing energy that runners always show to me in encouraging me. And if someone pushed me up a particularly hard little section, I'm not going to say no because it's all about doing it for each other and helping each other. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just want to say about your Tim Noakes skeptics is that if it hadn't been for Tim, I probably wouldn't be doing this because I lost 30 kilograms a couple of years ago, then started riding, and with that extra energy and less weight, I have been able to do this. So I'm a convert, big time.
And Jeremy, what sort of time would Jeremy Hazel in his wheelchair finish 56K race?
Well, I'm aiming for just under 7 hours, which is the cutoff time for official finish. So that's what I'm aiming for. Anything between 6.5 and 7 hours, depending on the heat, I suppose, is the big thing that could slow you down. Doesn't look like there's going to be too much wind, but I think the heat gets you towards the end. And I'll be coming through late, finishing between 1.5 past.
Yeah, so up to 26, 27 degrees. Very quickly, I'm sorry I didn't leave more time for this, but you're not only doing it to prove that you can, you're also doing it to try and raise 100,000 Rand for disability charities. I hope people are inspired enough by having heard you to go along to what would be the best link to the website where they might make a donation.
I think the best, and just to mention quickly, it's the Rachel Swart Fund and Sanicia are the two charities. One donates wheelchairs, essentially, to needy people. That's a grateful SWAT fund. And Sanicia provides more therapeutic support. So the best would be to go to my website, which is access-ability.co.za.
Jeremy.
And there's a link there to Give and Gain, which is the collection agency. Another one would just be a direct EFT to Rachel SWAT Fund, who's gathering the money for this event.
Good luck, Jeremy. I know you're going to do it. And his website is access-ability.co.za. John Matham on 567 Cape Talk. It's just after 5 o'clock.